So I'm sure everyone has heard the word intuition, or they've heard like trust their gut. So intuition is, you know, but you don't know how you know, but you know that you know. It is that unbiased knowing. And it is that gentle tug that you feel. And you are born intuitive. And yes, the door is always there for you to have access to it. But there might be times where you dismiss it. Have you ever had a moment where you go, oh, I should have trusted my gut. I knew it. That's intuition. That is intuition.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin. An award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. So happy to have you with me today, as always. And I've got a great episode for you today. One of my former students is with me, and she is amazing. I have to tell you, I love and adore all my former students. I know you know that. But Jill, I did not even realize. I knew the work that she did, obviously, because I've worked with her, but I did not fully understand how in alignment it is with the work that I do, her work, until this conversation. And I was blown away. You are absolutely going to love this conversation. I'm going to tell you about her in a minute, but in the episode, when we recorded this episode, she was about to launch her program. And I had been hopeful it was right then. It was happening right then. And I had been hopeful that I could get you this information so maybe you could join her program. That didn't happen, unfortunately. And you're going to hear some dialogue about that in the show. Well, it's after the fact. So this is what I want to tell you to do. I really want to encourage you to follow her work. And I know that she does a retreat. I'm not sure. I don't remember if we talked about the date in the episode, but she does a live 2 or 3 day training retreat, usually in Sedona, Arizona, which I would imagine is where it will be. If you can work with her, she's amazing. She's one of those people that lights up a room. Like she comes into the room and you just feel at ease. You feel like you've known her your whole life. And she is the brightest light ever. I think you're going to hear it in her voice. I can hear her bright light in her voice. I'm just going to let you hear for yourself. I know you are going to love this conversation. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Jill Fubister, born and raised in the beautiful Laguna Beach, California, where she raises her 2 kids, dogs and chickens. She's a certified yoga teacher, Metatronia and Reiki master. I'm not sure what Metatronia is, and I didn't ask her that in the episode, so we'll have to look that up. Jill Fubister has been honing her intuition since the age of 5. She decided to follow her soul's calling and now impacts women around the world through her podcast, signature program, and sold-out retreats. She helps her students increase their frequency so they can strengthen their intuition and manifest their goals and dreams faster. Learn easy-to-implement mindset shifts from her Intuitive Frequency podcast and dive deeper into spirituality and manifestation mastery in her signature program, Raise Your Vibration. And you may be thinking, okay, what is she talking about? Frequency, intuition. Well, Let me tell you, here's the first piece of alignment. Sound is frequency. And I am tuning into frequency on such a deep level in psychology of the voice. That is how I can identify what's happening. When I tell you how you're being processed in the subconscious of your listener, yes, I did a decade of testing that to make sure that what I was telling you is actually what was happening. But when I call out how you are being processed, when I call out traits and stories and pieces that make people go, whoa, how did you know that? It's because I'm tuning into frequency and I can discern what every single sound, what the backstory is. I can hear the backstory. Now, another piece of this is I am working from a place of intuition. And I've just done this work so long that I trust that intuition, especially in my work. And I know when I hear it, I know what I'm hearing. That's why it's hard to negotiate with me. If you ever work with me and you want me to believe that I'm not hearing what you think is happening, or you don't want me to hear what you think is happening, it's just out of alignment. And that was something that I had to learn. I was doing a cover-up, almost. Well, I wasn't doing a cover-up, but people could. Early on, when I was really honing in on this vibration and intuition and frequency and really, really getting clear on it and really collecting data and research, somebody could say, that's not what's happening. But very quickly, when that happened, I learned to not take it at face value. And I would lean in harder and go, okay, where's the cover up? And I could hear it. I could hear the wound. I could hear the vibration of the wound that created the cover up that made the person go, yeah, that's not what's happening. And I didn't have to hear that more than about once and go, okay, before I realized, no, not okay. So I think you're going to love this episode. Because whether I've used that language before or not, that's what you hear me talking about week in and week out in my solo shows. All right, enough of this, enough of me. Let's head over and hear from Jill. Jill, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here with me today.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. I'm so excited to be here.
I can't wait to have this conversation. I feel like, you know, time moves so quickly. And I feel like when we got this scheduled, I was like, that's so long. That's so long away. Do you ever feel like that where it's like,
oh, yes.
You said it and it's like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden, it's like time is just flying so quickly.
It is.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I think of you almost daily because I live in the downtown of Sarasota, and around the corner from me is this most extraordinary crystal shop. And every time I walk by that shop, I go, well, I'm not going in there until Jill's here. I can't go in there without Jill. Where's Jill? I need to go in there, but I don't know what this is. You would love this shop.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love that.
Yeah. So every day I think, where's Jill when I need her? I need to go in there. Well, Jill, I always start with, tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Jill Fubister, and I am an intuition coach. I help my students increase their frequency so they can strengthen their intuition and manifest faster. And yeah, that's what we do inside my signature coaching program, Raise Your Vibration. It's pretty woo. So if you're into the woo, you can come hang out with me. That's what we do in there.
Well, you know what I'm finding, and I don't know if you see this, but I'm finding even in the corporate space that people are, because I work with corporate people and I work with entrepreneurial people, people are really much more receptive to the possibility of the outcomes of this concept of woo, which is really exciting.
It really is. And you know, anyone in corporate business, anywhere, you know, being able to tap into your intuition, it helps you make decisions faster and more effective. Like the decision that's going to help propel whatever it is in your business. So I hope they are tapping into it. Yeah.
Well, and you know, that makes me think we probably should define a couple of these terms, like what does intuition even mean? What does frequency even mean? And I want you to do that. But what I think of after that is where I want to go is, why don't we? And I feel like you're going to talk about intuition being shut down very much the way I talk about the authentic voice being shut down. So I want to go there, but tell us, what is that even? Intuition.
Okay. So I'm sure everyone has heard the word intuition, or they've heard like trust their gut. So intuition is, you know, but you don't know how you know that you know,
yeah.
It is that unbiased knowing. And it is that gentle tug that you feel, and you are born intuitive. And yes, the door is always there for you to have access to it, but there might be times where you dismiss it. Have you ever had a moment where you go, oh, I should have trusted my gut. I knew it. That's intuition. That is intuition. And then when I talk about frequency, well, you and I both know that everything's energy. Everything. Your energy, I'm energy, the microphone I'm speaking into is energy. And the difference between the microphone and you is the frequency at which it vibrates. Now, if we're going to go and really hone in on frequency, frequency is another word we call feelings. So for you to know where you are energetically, it's going within, tapping in and figuring out where you're dominantly hanging out in your frequency emotionally, because you are a multidimensional electromagnetic luminous light being. And the magnetic part of you is your emotions. And so that's the frequency that you're sending out.
This is fascinating. And I certainly understand frequency from a sound perspective. And so what I want to do is kind of line up what I'm thinking with what you're saying here, because I've never heard it explained that way. And I value that you explained it in a way that I can understand it, because sometimes it's not explained that way. Sometimes it's too complex for my brain. But when you were talking about emotional frequency, tell me if this lines up.
Okay.
When I teach voice, I will talk about heavy versus light.
Yes.
And light always is more possibility, which the brain likes to process. There's more space there. Is that a certain vibration where when people are like, yeah, I'm real glad to be here, there's a heavier emotion. Is that it?
Totally. And it's all coming, and all that's coming, as you know, from the subconscious, which is where the feelings are being maybe coming from there. And also when it's real heavy like that, and I'm sure you talk about this with your students because you talked about it with me, I'm restricting my voice, my authenticity to come through. But when you are light and you are in your authenticity, you are feeling free to express that, your throat chakra is open, that frequency, a higher frequency, is so much more receptive. It lands more for people. And that is what people are hearing in your voice, which is what you are so good at doing, is being able to detect that in people when they speak.
Yeah. I had no idea that we were like so much like a cupcake with icing. We need to do something together. I should never make this connection. Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so the heavy light. Now, what happens from on a frequency perspective, an emotional perspective? And I have more questions about this emotional concept. I'm fascinated with it. But what happens if I fake that I'm happy? Because, you know, a lot of people will fake they're happy, or fake their opening of their training, or fake it's still happy, but it's fake.
Love that you brought this up. Okay. So fake, and I'm sure you hear this because you can probably tell when someone's faking it, they're pushing it.
Yeah.
Your power of who you truly are is not something you force, and it's not to be pushed. So it's not authentic. So, and it, like, getting back to, is this being forced? So your frequency is still, you're still hiding. It's still putting a mask on, and it's not your true voice. Your energy, your essence is not coming through. So it's still a lower frequency.
So it's actually that lower frequency that blocks the connection, because fake, yeah, the way I hear it, is that bulletproof glass that comes down. Yes. It's that mask, and it blocks connection. But then what I hear you saying, which is just, I'm just really kind of gobsmacked right now, the way you're talking, and these are the way that I talk about voice. I will talk about, the expert doesn't need to try to get me somewhere. The expert, and really it sounds like anybody, there's ease.
Yes.
You know you're going to get me there. That's what I hear you saying in fake versus authentic.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a push and a grip, and I've got to, maybe some of that is even convince you that I'm good enough, or convince you that yeah.
Right. And you, I mean, you talk about all the time of, like, don't put your tentacles out and like try and convince people. It's like, no, just come from your heart. And that's another thing of checking in, is your voice coming from, like, your heart, which is so open and more powerful, and such a great way to create a connection, whether it's with the personal or business and clients, or is it being forced through your head of, like, I'm trying to force this connection. And I think you and I can both agree, people can pick up on that if it's like fake and forced.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Which is really interesting. There's, like I said, there's a bunch of questions I want to ask around this, but, and this is not a criticism, but one of the things that we see in the corporate space, 40% of my people, maybe a little less, are in the corporate space. This concept of, hi, Jill, how are you today? I'm a professional. And this professional mask, I think, is really a big part of the reason that so many people are so unhappy, is they're having to be what they're not. But maybe, Jill, do they not even know how to find who they are? Because when you say the thing about you're working from your head, not for, that's my language of you're in your head, you're calling it, you know, you're making decisions from your head versus your heart. Do people even know that? And do they know how to flip that? Because society says, be smart, get the grade. Talk to us about that.
Okay. So a lot of people who come in through my program, they're actually not aware yet of they're coming from their head or their heart. And they're not aware of dropping out of the noise here and speaking, feeling, and being from our heart. The brain energy is, which I call the Tenal, which is brain energy. Yes, we got to love our brain. It is powerful, but it's not as powerful as our heart. And our heart center is connected to our higher self. It's connected to who we truly are on a soul level. And when you come from there, there's so much expansion. And also, I'm always sharing and teaching, and I hope I do a great way of demonstrating this, that I'm always discovering who I am every day. I do not come with a cup. This is going to sound weird, so stay with me. I don't come with a cup full of knowledge. I come with a cup half full. And before someone goes, oh, wait, so does that mean you're not optimistic? No, I'm very optimistic, but I'm talking about, if my cup of who I know who I am is already full, then I have no room to continue to discover who I am. And I'm always on that path, but I can't get there to who I am if I'm leading with my head. My head is very logical. It's very powerful. We need our head, but your real authentic power comes from the heart. So dropping out of the head into the heart and leading from our heart.
So tell me if this is something that you've thought about or is accurate. I know that the world in voice land, the world really tells us a lot of things of the way we need to be that move us away from who we are. And I'm sure that that is probably true in your work with head versus heart. But as you were talking about that, I want to tell you what came up into my head. Well, two things. One, I think that oftentimes people must think this is woo because that's a safety mechanism of the subconscious. That means it's not for me. It's too out there. And that's really a protection mechanism. That's the first thought that came into my head. The second one is the way I hear you talking about this, people must stay in their head for the fear of their heart being broken again.
Oh, totally. It's a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
It's all protection. And yes, and people label, I mean, the word woo-woo, it's too woo. It all comes from the logical mind of like, oh, I can't even like jump into that. It's too woo. That's all coming from the brain because the brain is, as you know, like it's just scanning everything for protection, how to keep you safe. And it thinks it's really helping you. And at times, yes, for sure. But if you can lean in to your heart, you're going to see that actually living from here is so much more powerful. Where from the head, we force, but here it's your power. And that's what can move mountains and rivers and literally create all the magic around you.
But the majority of people don't work from there, do they?
No, they don't, because society doesn't teach us that.
Yeah. Society teaches force, shove, prove, be smart, prove. Be good, get it right.
Oh my goodness. Totally. And I know for me, for myself, I could relate to. And one thing I had to work on was pedestals. I'd put people on pedestals. And when I would put people on pedestals, it would bring me into my head. Because when someone's on a pedestal, you're looking up at them and you're seeing that they are at a higher level of you and that you can never get to that. But the moment you bring them down to your level, wait a minute, we're all the same. And it takes away that illusion. And now I'm no longer in my head and I'm dropping back into my heart of, wait, this is possible. I can be, do, have whatever it is I want. And yeah.
There is a lot that you must have to unpack.
Oh yeah.
And not, this is not a negative against the people that come to work with you. I want everybody to come and work with you, but just from societal implications and from being hurt and being jaded and I don't want that to happen again. And that all, those are all the blocks and of why we can't tap into this intuition, I guess, and why we can't create a life that we love, because the emotion that we're putting out is Bob took advantage of me and Judy isn't fair. And so these negative emotions and this refusal to get in this heart space, is that what I hear you saying? Is why we then can't go, why can't I have my dream job or dream relationship? Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's running. And that's what's running the show. So really it's all about honoring, oh, this is where I'm at. Okay. Well, I'm going to kick fear and the brain, that part of you, that brain energy to the back seat. And I'm going to start leading with my higher self, my heart center, because that is what's going to truly, my heart center, my higher self knows what's best for me. And so lead with that. And also what it is really understanding the ego part of you and your higher self and actually living in harmony with both. We still want to love our brain energy, but we just don't want to lead with it. So can we live in harmony together with them?
Yeah. So that brain energy is ego?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ego, and it also, which you know about the ego, and it's also the brain energy is also, which I add a little bit more. So it's ego plus the 3D. So it's your 3D body, and it's everything that's like your 3D circumstances, everything in the 3D. Yeah. So it's that part I'm also talking about. Yeah.
And the other that you're talking about, the heart being in that space of intuition and that best frequency, that's 5D, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know a little bit about 5D, but not a lot, but that's really being working from that higher realm, the best realm, right?
Yeah.
Is that the, how would you explain 5D?
Absolutely. Okay. So we're ascending from 3D to 5D. People, when they hear that, they always think we're getting on a spaceship and we're going somewhere. Hey, that sounds so cool. Beam me up. I'm ready to go there too. But that's not technically what that means. It's all about finding It is this ascending to an expanded awareness and consciousness. So it's living from your heart, which is opening up so much freedom and expansion. It is a place in you that you're going. Not so much we're going to be beamed up on a spaceship, but yeah. It sure does sound cool.
Yeah, it really does. Really does. And people really, I keep coming back to this. I keep banging this drum, but maybe it's very telling of myself and my own stories and experience in this world. But that's a big ask for people, I bet. They come in. Do they come in to work with you really afraid of allowing?
No, they're actually quite excited.
No. Okay.
I'd say most of the students that come in, they have had some sort of intuitive hit.
Okay.
They feel like sometimes they're connected to source. They've had an intense dream. They've had something that shows them like, hey, there's something more here.
Yeah.
And I've had experiences of tapping into it, but I don't know how to make it consistent. And then it's this whole thing this journey that they basically go on where they're going to learn the difference between their ego and their higher self.
Yeah.
They're going to learn how to get completely into the silence, which there's communication in the silence. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to learn all about their personal power. And then once they learn to weave all that together, they can let go of those limiting beliefs, those conditionings, and then they can start really increasing their frequency, manifesting more of what they want, feeling more connected to source, deepening their spirituality. And really what it gets down to is remembering who they truly, truly are and living from that power.
Yeah.
Because they're a creator. Yeah.
You know, I talk a lot about in this work about we're going back to one, because I believe that everybody comes out of the womb with the most perfect voice and the world takes it away. Is it the same?
Yes.
That we come out of the womb like totally being able to.
We come out as a high vibrational being.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Oh, I don't have it, but the way I demonstrate it is if you were to take a glass of water and then you take a wine cork and the glass of water is filled at the top, and I take the cork and I say, this cork represents you. You are born as a high vibrational being. Now, as I put you in the water, you're born. And when you're born, the first thing you learn is attachment. Now, attachment lowers your frequency, but the first thing you learn attachment with is with your mom. Now, that is not bad. But that's how you learn attachment. And then from there, then you go into toddlerhood. And being a toddler, you learn this is good, this is bad. And then as I'm doing this, again, these are behaviors that we learn.
Yeah.
And then I'm pushing the cork down, down, down to the bottom. And then I say, then you take on limiting beliefs. I'm not good. I'm not good at math. I'm not good enough to do this. Who am I to do this? And then you realize that as you let go of these limiting beliefs, you float back to the top because who you truly are is a high vibrational being. But society or wherever, you know, you take on those things, it lowers your frequency, especially if you don't have the tools to bring you back to your center, to your heart.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably right there why I asked the question about, are people scared to go to that place? It makes sense if they're coming to work with you, that they would be excited and ready to do that work. I think the problem is not that it's a problem, but the desire is we need to get more people into that, wanting that,
yeah.
Wanting to work from who they really are and have that higher vibration, right? And so many people are locked into the pain and the suffering and the meanness and the hatred and all the vitriol, right?
Totally. And when my students go through it, they also realize just the power and freedom that's waiting for them. It's so much more than what they could have thought with their thinking mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. And now, so are you doing, you do live retreats?
I do live retreats as well. Yeah.
So you have the program.
I have the program.
Tell me about the program. And then I want to talk about your voice journey and then one very specific thing about your voice journey. But so you've got the Raise Your Vibration group that people can join.
Yes, okay. It's a live journey. So we do a total of 8 calls, 6 core group calls, and then 2 Q&As where with whatever's coming up, bring it to the call. I do them live because I love being able to work with people and whatever specifically comes up, I can coach them through that and help them and make sure that they get the help that they need on the call. So that's that. And then of course I have tons of fun other things that we have in there, like a meditation vault, yoga vault, just to helping with the increasing frequency, regulating your nervous system. So that's that program. And then yes, I do Hype Retreats, which you have helped me with my voice to stand in my power hosting these really incredible retreats.
So when's the next Raise Your Vibration launch? Is it spring?
Oh, yeah. I'm opening the doors tomorrow.
Oh, whoa. I need to roll this episode out quick so that people can get in it. How long are the doors open?
They're open for 1 week.
Okay. And then when will you do another retreat?
My next one that is planned, it's going to be in October.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody can come to those. Your students that are current students definitely come, but then other people that aren't students can come to that as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we met and we did some work around your voice. So let's talk about that a little bit. How did you, I'm not even sure I know where I want to start with that voice journey. Maybe the transformation is the best. I don't know. Did you see before we did our work together, the way your voice was, the vibration of your voice was limiting you?
I knew something was off.
Okay.
And I knew there was, now this is before I had, obviously we had our first call, but I knew I'm holding myself back. Yeah. And I knew that who I truly was not coming through my voice. And I was struggling with that, which is why I had reached out to you because I couldn't uncover where's my block here? What is coming up for me personally? Because I was so in it. I was having a hard time seeing it, but I knew something had to change.
Yeah.
And I also had I did have a feeling of what it could be. And the moment you said it hit me and I'm like, yeah, that's where it is. Do you remember you had asked me, you're like, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. So I'm going to your Instagram. Do you have some sort of acting background? Cause there's a bit of a performance. And it was like, yep, that's exactly. And I don't know how to take that off when I'm trying to be and do my business and talk on reels. I was going into performer's mode. And I'm like, why is it? But I wasn't performer mode on coaching calls, but you put this camera in front of me, like a phone to do a reel or talk on Instagram stories. And I was like, why is this going into performer's mode? Mm-hmm. And you helped me right with there.
And let me tell you what was super crazy about me asking that question is Jill said, yeah, I went to so-and-so school in New York. And I said, what? And she said, and it was a school that I had taught at when I lived in New York. Now, you came later after I wasn't teaching there anymore.
I came later. I came in 2010.
Yeah. And I think I was gone by, I don't know, maybe 2006.
Wow.
Or five. But it was wild. It was just.
It was wild because was wild. You asked me, do you have it? And I go, oh, yeah. And I never answer the question fully when people ask me because nobody's if you're not in the theater acting industry, you don't know of the school. So I never go there with people. So I was like, oh, yeah, just some place in New York. And you're like, what school? And I'm like, oh, just like.
You probably thought, why is she hounding me about this school? Little did you know.
I used to teach there and I was like, what? So you just understood divine. Totally. Timing, guidance for you to come in. It was just meant to be that you, because the things that you were able to help me with were things that I took on as limiting beliefs when I attended that school.
Yeah.
And you were able to unravel that in my voice.
Yeah. Well, I think there's two really valuable points here for the listeners that I want to touch on. One is you're very, very with it. You're very smart. You're doing the work. You're in the work. You're in the vibration. You're in your expertise. And you're going, why can't I flip this?
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important point for people to understand is you can be doing all the work, but this is a different circuit board.
Yes.
So even you understanding flow and vibration and energy and all these things, there was a block that you couldn't find.
I couldn't find it, but I knew it was there because I could feel something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've got more to offer in my voice, but I couldn't figure out what was happening and why I was hitting this wall.
Yeah.
And then like 10 minutes with you and you're like, oh, I got this.
Well, I could hear it. And then, of course, nothing is ever a negative in my world. There's no bad. I mean, I know there is bad because there are many bad things, but in no way am I saying this school that I taught at, this school that Jill went to, it was a bad place. It did a horrible thing. I'm not saying that at all, but that's where psychology of the voice was in full effect because there were strategies in place to get the best out of people that didn't work. And therefore they didn't work for Jill. They didn't work for me. They didn't, whoever, because we're all different. And therefore voice stories, limiting beliefs, as you say, were built. And so it really is bigger than stop performing. If I had said to you, yeah, stop performing, you would have been like, okay, why didn't I think of that? Why did I come work with you? But we had to get to that. What was that noise around why you had to do that?
Yeah.
Why? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Right.
Totally. And then it was so amazing because we would unravel it. And I was like, oh no, we just discovered another one.
Yeah. It is kind of like that, right? It's like if you've ever had a favorite sweater or something and you made the mistake of pulling the thread, and then it's just like the whole thing just unravels. Yeah. But I think that's the very cool work. And is your work like that with people? Do you pull a string and is it similar?
Yes, it definitely. When we go into the letting go section and you start braiding all the material together, it tends to be like this, like they think it's one thing. And then as you continue to unravel, it gets down to the root of something that tends to have happened within their youth, within those first like 7 years of their life. And then I've got a whole like inner child work meditation that I guide them through, and that they're able to make peace with that and leave that and then move forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and of course I loved every minute of working with you, but what I love so much is one of the first things you said today when I saw you, which was how much you love using your voice, something to that effect. And see, Jill's great. Jill was great when she got here. It was microscopic things, and I won't even say that made her even better, even though that's what I'm all about, but it gave you internal freedom.
Oh, totally. In fact, what it did was it made me feel even more comfortable to talk about what I share and teach in my program. And because there was also a part of me of like, I would sometimes water myself down because I'm like, I'm pretty woo. And I get that that might be intimidating or scary, or someone's like, oh, no, not for me. And I was hiding behind that. And so I'd water down my voice, I'd water down my messaging. And then lately, just like after working with you, I was like, well, wait a minute. If I'm doing that, then I'm not even like using my frequency to like attract with my voice and who I am, the people who are looking for this.
Yeah.
And so it gave me this whole new freedom to speak about and share what I do with so much passion because I love what I do.
Yeah.
And you really helped me uncover that with my voice and be comfortable using my voice to talk about what I do.
Yeah. And is that drawing the right people in? Is that drawing?
Yes.
Is that making a difference in your business? Because you're getting the people that are,
that are meant to be working with me who do want this, instead of me like watering it down, being like, a whole bunch of you come in who aren't really like, well, wait, this is a little woo.
Yeah. That's really important, I think. And I think sometimes we're scared to go there because as business owners, new business owners, it's like, yeah, but I just have to take the business that's coming.
Yes.
Because we're in this fear space, right?
Totally. Totally. And I had a little bit of that of like, well, I'm brand new to business and shouldn't I be trying to just target whoever I can? And I was like, well, let's not.
or not. Now, there's been a handful of people that have come on the show, and I love these stories, not because I want the person to ever have to endure suffering. That is not why I love these stories. But Jill is such an incredible manifester that she manifested this amazing dog. And I want her to tell you about this dog and tell us about then what happened and what you learned around this experience. But I think this is incredibly valuable. That you were so aware of it, you could see it all. But I think it's very powerful for many, many reasons. So tell us about how you found this dog.
Okay, yeah. So I have a little puppy right now. She's about 3 months old. She's a golden retriever. And she actually came to me in Dreamtime about over a year ago, last year in January. And she appeared in my dream 3 times. And you know, I teach dream interpretations and understanding dreams. And so I knew immediately of a dog is coming into my life, a new dog, and it's supposed to be a golden retriever and it's a girl. So I found an incredible breeder, exactly what I wanted. And we got on a long wait list. And then she finally came into our lives and we had had her for 1 week. And I kept saying like the connection with this dog and even my husband, who is not as woo as me, he's more on the logical side. He kept saying this dog keeps coming into my dreams. Like there's something about this dog and I just can't wait to meet her. And so she came into her life. We had had her for about a week and it was early in the morning. My hair got stuck like around her face while she wakes up so excited when I was taking her out of her crate. And then her hair got caught and wrapped. And then, you know, it was one of those freak accidents where it just sliced my lip. And I was rushed to the ER, blood gushing everywhere, 5 stitches. And then all of a sudden, I'm at the point of I can't move my mouth. I can't move it. And I knew going through this journey of like, what just, you know, there's part of you like, what just happened? Everything was happy. And then we just went here. What is going on? By the time I could calm my whole like nervous system and everything, I realized I was forced into a position where I had to ask for help. I had to accept the help. And the backstory that you might not know is I had overscheduled myself with 2 little ones of like, we had signed up for so many activities and I was go, 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 go. And I wasn't slowing down. And I was getting really caught up in that noise. And I'm sitting on my bed and in my mind, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't do my podcast anymore because I can't even speak. You know, I'm not going to be able to even connect with my audience anymore. You know, your brain goes do, 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 do. And I'm sitting on my bed and I literally just go inwards and I just am like, quiet the mind. Finally, nothing externally matters. And a few things took place. And one of those was she brought one of the greatest lessons for me. And one being, you are so much more than your physical 3D body. And that was really powerful, especially because I felt like I lost my smile and I lost who I was in that like moment. But something else of the power of, you know, just going within and being okay to ask for help. And that was something I personally was struggling with. And because I could not speak, I could not move my mouth. I've got 2 little kids. I got to be able to communicate to them. And she got me into this situation where I had no choice but to accept the help around me and to slow down.
Yeah.
And I really had to go there. Yeah. And another thing was I was so go, go, go with the family that I felt like, well, maybe I need to just like kind of, I was going to pull the plug on my podcast for a little bit. So I'm like, clearly can't do anything. And it hits me of what the message she was telling me. And it's so beautiful. And I'm so grateful for her was stop having that conversation, stop having that trashy thought. And it was like, it just took it out of my mouth of like, don't say you're going to pull the plug right now because you need to like settle down to do this. You're going to keep going. Don't even go there.
Yeah. And you said something too about the retreat.
Yes. Oh, I was going to push.
The launch.
I was going to launch. And then it was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't launch in spring, which I am. That was what it was. I wasn't going to launch in spring because I overbooked myself and was like, well, I'm not going to be like, we had a lot. And I had a lot of trips planned as well. I still did the trips. We still went on them. And it was like, she just knew. And she, it's so hard to put into words, but the way I want to say it is, like, when it happened, and I looked at her like while I was healing, and I felt like this love of like her just telling me, like, no, don't you dare question that. You're launching. Yeah. And keep going.
Yeah.
And don't let yourself have that trashy thought of, oh, I think I need to like push it out a little bit. Yeah. So it was just, I mean, she's my soul dog, and she's the sweetest little thing. And it was a freak accident. Yeah. It just happened to be like those puppy teeth at 9 weeks old got tangled in my hair. And, you know, she's going, do. And I'm like, you know, she's right there at me. And I just was like, okay.
Yeah. And, no, I get it. When Birdie was little, I mean, my arms looked like I had been in a,
right? You know,
so, I mean, it was horrible. I mean, just scratches all up and down my arm and bruises and everything. It was nothing bad. It was just, you know, they just jump up and nip and that kind of thing. Did you ever have a thought when this happened? And you're kind of saying this, but I don't know if this is what you're saying. So did you feel like, well, clearly this is a sign that I should stop using my voice?
Oh.
It wasn't like that, was it?
No.
Okay, that's what
never
I thought.
It never felt like I should. It was never a lesson around you're talking too much. It's your voice.
Yeah.
It was and my brother literally phones me right after it happened.
Yeah.
And he phones me and he said something about like, oh, I'm now forgetting exactly the words that he said, but it was so powerful. And he's like, so are you done questioning like the path you're on and like everything that you're doing with your business? And I'm like, oh yeah. She got me to like, not even go there. So, and then he had said, are you now at peace with asking for help? And I'm like, yeah. And that was something that, you know, we all have our like little inner struggles that we deal with. And for me, a big one was asking for help with the kids. And I always felt like I had to do it all myself.
Yeah.
And so being put in a situation where I didn't even have to ask, it had to happen and I had to experience it. It was just like,
wow. I think asking for help is huge for many people. I think it is just based on tracking data. It's probably more of an issue for women than men. Just look, you know, roughly thinking about the data. But I think it's, so I don't think you're alone. I think there are probably many women listening to this episode that struggle with asking for help. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I can tell you where it was coming from me was if I couldn't take care of everything with the kids, and that made, like, I had a story around, oh, that makes me a bad mom. Like, I need to be there for every little thing. And this whole situation brought that to the surface so I could see it and release it and be done with it and be like, well, that's just cuckoo and not true.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I'm still new at learning how to juggle being a mom and business.
Yeah.
And doing both with two young ones. And so that, and then adding a new puppy into the mix and chickens. And it's like, there's a lot going on in our house. It's never a moment.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot going on. There was something that you just said. Oh yeah. I wanted to, your business is pretty new, a year or two. And you were hesitant to start a business, and then you got the hummingbird. Is that the hummingbird story?
That's the hummingbird story. Yeah.
Tell us that story.
Oh, okay. I love this story. I had always wanted to start a business, but I was scared, very, very scared. So I was actually in Sedona. I think this was back in, 2021. And I'm sitting on the couch with my brother and a few of our friends. It's late at night. And James goes, well, you know, my sister's at a place in her life where she's manifested everything she wants. And now she's just like, what's next? But she knows she doesn't want to run a business. And when I heard him say that, it was like he took a knife and went straight into my gut and twisted it. But I could not speak up and use my words and say, yes, I do. And I knew the name of the program. I knew what I wanted to teach, but I couldn't say anything because I was having the thoughts of, well, who am I to do this? I'm sitting next to two multimillionaire business online digital CEOs that are very big in the industry. And who am I to raise their little hand and be like, well, actually, I do want to start a business. And I just couldn't let that feeling go. And I went to bed and I woke up in the next morning and I made the decision right there of like, okay, that was so painful. And pain can be a blessing. And that was my signal to be like, it's time to start it. So I made the decision, I'm going to start my business, but I have no idea what to do. So I walked out that morning with my morning coffee out on the deck. And I just looked out to the universe, beautiful, you know, Sedona view, red rocks. And I said, all right, universe, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my business, raise your vibration. Just give me the next step. Just tell me what my step to do is, and I'll do it. And I fully just let go, no expectation of receiving guidance, nothing. I'm just drinking my coffee, enjoying the view. And right at that moment, a beautiful hummingbird comes right up to me, like right this close, so close that I could see its little tongue like sticking. Well, it's not little. Wow. It's actually quite long. Its tongue coming in and out and just hovering right there at me. And I knew, having worked with animal medicine, hummingbirds represent drink the nectar of life, which is joy. Walk the path of heart. And this was the path for me of it lights me up. Yes, I'm nervous. I'm freaking out. I'm scared. But my heart was like, but this is what I want. And I then had this whole vision of me in like seventh grade writing in a journal and all these like things that were like making me feel like, who am I to do this? And all of a sudden the journal was erased and it became just white blank pages. And I felt like this is my time that I can create and write my story and I'm going to get out there. And then I found out my brother was opening, you know, Business by Design on my birthday. And I made the decision to buy his program on my birthday. And it was going to be my rebirth. And I'm going to launch Raise Your Vibration.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's such a great story. And he had no idea. Those of you that you're like, okay, who's this mystery brother?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jill's brother is James Wedmore, who maybe you've heard me mention on the show before. But he really had no idea.
I did not tell him
you wanted to do a business.
No, because there was a few things going through my mind of like, I'm little sister. Yeah. And I just want to not talk about it. I'm just going to show up and show you I'm going to take the action. And yeah. I told him when he had said, hey, The Rise of the Digital CEO is coming out, you should watch it. And I always support him because I've been mm-hmm. there to every single BBD live. And so mm-hmm. I've seen all the transformations. I had no doubt in what he does. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, of course, I'm going to be watching The Rise of Digital CEO. I'm there to support you, even though, even in the back in the days where I'm like, I don't have a business idea.
Yeah.
I was just there. I was like, I love this. That's my brother. And yeah. I love seeing the transformations of people. That's so cool. And you meet incredible people along the way. So I told him, like, I have an idea. It's just a vision. And I'd like to do it. And so he knew about maybe 2 weeks before the door and the cart opened for BBD. But when this all took place, so BBD opened in June, the story of the hummingbird transpired in May. So it was really close to each other, I went a few weeks. I didn't want to tell him right away. I was like, no, I want to just anchor in on this before I get into my head, before I start talking about it. And I want to just like start taking my steps. And I knew Rise of Digital CEO would be the first big step I can do.
Yeah. And the rest is history. And now, and then I turn around and she's like speaking in masterminds and running retreats and all the big things in a short amount of time.
In a short amount of time. I know. Isn't that wild?
Exciting.
It's so cool.
Yeah. And you're not stopping anytime soon, for sure.
No, No, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's my Dharma. And so it lights me up and I really enjoy it.
Bringing and helping a lot of people.
Yes.
Helping a lot of people. So, well, Jill, this has just been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. I was so excited to have you come on and really loved this conversation.
Well, thank you, Tracy. You have transformed my life and the impact that you have had on my journey with my voice and being able for me to just feel that I can just speak about anything with my program and tapping into that and just being at peace with it. So I really, really appreciate all the help you've done with me. So thank you. You are so powerful in what you do.
Well, you're welcome. And I have to say, you sound fabulous, by the way. Oh, if I say so myself. I have been captivated very much.
Thank you.
Jill, where do we find you? Tell us all the places that we can find you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can come hang out with me over on Instagram at Jill_Fubister. You can also check out my podcast, the Intuitive Frequency Podcast. And you can also head over to JillTrainings.com.
Okay. I'm going to put all these links in the show notes because I bet that Fubister is potentially a tricky spelling. How do you spell that?
F-O-U-B. I-S-T-E-R. I know it's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one. And then if this episode is rolled out in time, where do people go if they want to try to get in on a free training? Or, well, let's go there first. So is there a special sign up for the free training or is it on Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, you can always just send me a DM. My team is on it and we will check those DMs if you want to get into my free workshop that I'm hosting right now. You can also just go to JillTrainings.com/free workshop.
Okay. So that's where they could see the replay or sign up.
Yep. Okay. And then they'll get access to the replay.
Okay. And then doors close Tuesday. What's that?
The 12th.
Okay. I'm not sure when you're going to hear this episode. I hope you hear it in time to really learn from Jill, because I know you're going to absolutely adore her. She's just amazing.
Oh, thanks, Tracy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jill. And thank you, listeners. It's always great to have you with me. But that's it for today. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.